Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson, the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, talking about the 75% plan. We're back in just a moment. John Fenderson is Westbred's wheat technical production manager for the Southern Plains. And he says when he talks to wheat producers,
we can only sell bushels. I always tell farmers you can't sell price, you can only sell bushels.
John Fenderson says better yields is what Westbred varieties are all about.
We at Westbred are really, really focused on driving genetic gain in winter wheat for the central and southern plains. We feel like we've been quite effective at the approach we've taken. Get those bushels in the bin, then price will kind of try to take care of itself. Sometimes we don't get as much as we like for it, but certainly more bushels is going to put more bottom line in the grower's pocket there, and we feel like that we've done a good job of that. So farmers are looking for outstanding yields. We feel like Westbred's a great place to get those products that are needed here in our Oklahoma market.
Thanks, John. For more information on Westbred wheat varieties for the Southern Plains, go to westbred.com. At last summer's business meeting held in Denver, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, cattle producers wrestled with the concept of enough negotiated trade. It was agreed, not enough price discovery, so the 75% plan evolved and came into being. We've got two quarters under our belt right now, and Ross Wilson, top hired hand of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, says feedlots in his region are on board.
We are strong supporters of the industry plan. I think NCBA has done a great job of managing a very challenging and difficult process. We full well recognize and acknowledge that we had improvements to make in our three-state area of Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. The pendulum had swung too far with the alternative marketing agreements, and we had allowed negotiated trade to get too low. It got back just a few short years ago, we got down to 2,000 to 4,000 head a week negotiated trade, traditional cash negotiated trade. Out of 90 to 100,000 head that we sell every week in our three-state area. There's good university research that says our area probably needs to be in that 10 to 12, 13, 14%. So takes a while to turn that ship. There's some marketing agreements and relationships and things, cattle on feed under those that need to evolve, but we've done that. And we are now week in, week out, averaging from 2 to 4,000 head per week, 12 to 13 to 14,000 head per week. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to work very hard to stay there.
So it appears the 75% plan helping get more cash cattle trade. But on this idea of leverage, it really has no impact.
Now, the bigger, so that's about negotiated trade and robust price discovery. Mm-hmm. But that's different than the leverage issue between the feeder and the packer. Right. And that, as you know, is a situation of the balance or imbalance between the cattle supply mm-hmm. and the packing capacity. That imbalance is changing. Mm-hmm. It is swinging back in the favor of the feeder.
And that's happening because we're tightening cattle supplies. Ross Wilson says, though, the real long-term solution is to get more hook space, more packing capacity.
The other part of that equation is the packing capacity. So let's continue to incentivize cow-calf producers to grow the herd, but at the same time, we have got to expand capacity. That's been the really unique thing and probably one of the more frustrating things in the last year and a half of pandemic is watching the profit levels, profit margins of packers without any seeming effort to expand capacity. Basic economics would indicate that if you've been making that level of profit for that long, you're going to expand your business. Part of that is that they've diversified in their multiple protein producers. We're only in the beef business. They're multiple proteins, and it's been amazing, the lack of interest in expanding beef packing capacity. So we've got a host of new players showing up, which is a really good thing. Whatever size and capacity will help, I'm a little concerned that long term, the economic viability of the smallest plants mm-hmm. could become challenging.
Right.
When you're needing to sell everything, because as you well know, you can't just sell the middle meats. and the chuck and the round, you've got to sell everything but the moo. There are years that you have to be able to sell everything to even just break even in processing.
TCFA's Ross Wilson. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.